Obviously, we're going to be talking about Under Siege, but Brian, I wanted to ask about this because TNA said your shoulder's injured. You're still advertised on the card, so any update on that? What happened? Talk about the severity of it. I know they did like this post-show thing after Rebellion. Your name was mentioned.
Right. So, in the moment, I did a very dangerous spear on the floor with Speedball Mike Bailey. I
Pretty good.
literally time stood still for me as I was live on pay-per-view, and I thought, did me and Matt Cardona get the same exact injury in the same week? I was like speechless because I thought I tore my pec. Trainer checked me out. He said he didn't think there was a tear, but definitely some strength issues. He basically said if I woke up bruised, we'd be in trouble, and I woke up not bruised. So it's just like a real bad pec strain is what I would say. I don't have my full strength, but I can certainly make Under Siege and be part of the main event.
Yeah, you definitely don't want that injury. But on a lighter note, it's good to see Matt's having fun with it. He posted the picture, captioned this, so.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
I
Yeah.
tried figuring out how I can do the thing on Twitter where you like censor it and it blurs it for you.
Oh, free. I have to stare at that thing when we record a podcast. Everything. It's pretty for hours. It's gross.
Did you guys talk at all about like a Freebird rules defense? Or I know it was kind of like you said the doctor said wait and see if it bruises up, but was there any talk
No,
about
I'm
you?
fine. I mean,
No.
I've literally got it's been 2 weeks and I've been getting better every day, so I'm not even really concerned about it. Especially I have two of the best wrestlers in the world as my partners. What do I got to be worried about? Yeah.
Exactly,
The heart
exactly.
of a champion right there. That's how we
Yeah.
do it.
So I did want to ask, I didn't actually expect this interview. I got this kind of late. So when I asked, I
It's
talked
because Ross is
to,
very unprofessional. We know.
no, he's the best
We
PR guy I've worked with.
didn't know it was happening
Yeah.
either. I'm just
So when I talked to Alicia last week, I didn't know I'd be talking to you guys. She said that I asked to compare Alicia and Eddie to a fictional couple, and she said, I was surprised by this one. She said it was the King of Queens. So I told her I was going to
good.
Photoshop something with the shrugging picture, but I wanted to get Eddie's thoughts on that comparison.
I mean, I have a few, well, my family and a couple of my good friends, they compare us very much to Doug and Carrie Heffernan, which, you know what, that was one of my favorite shows and still is, so I'm okay with that. It may not be the best for a wrestling persona or wrestling abilities, but I'll take it, and I take that as a compliment.
It's also kind of funny because she's calling you the King of Queens. We have pr the Prince of Queens on the call, so
I mean, it's just meant to be, that's all. it's pretty funny. I never heard that one, guys. Now you won't be able to unsee it, that's Yeah,
all.
no.
When she snaps at me in a loving way, yeah. Yeah, the name is funny, and then I was like, wait, what's a guy from Boston going with somebody from Queens for? So she's like, I don't know. It makes
Irony.
sense. You guys have a really fun match. I'm saying it's fun. I mean, you probably don't want to see Broken Matt Hardy and Speedball Mountain anymore after Rebellion, but talk to me about getting a chance to work as the system as a unit. This is a six-man tag match coming up at Under Siege. It's against what are they calling themselves? Broken Mountain or Broken Sp I don't even remember.
Brokeback Mountain or
Bro
something.
Damn it. Broken Matt Hardy and Speedball Mountain against both of you and Moose. The system's been fun to watch grow. I wasn't like, I'll admit, I wasn't sure about it at first. I wasn't sure where it was going. Obviously, Brian and Moose sort of had their own relationship. And then Eddie, you and Moose had a different kind of relationship. So can you just talk to me about, kind of finding where to take this group and sort of finding common ground for what the system should look like?
I
Yeah, I
mean,
mean,
I think you
go.
want me to
Sorry,
start?
no, go ahead.
I think it was thrust upon TNA fans, at Hard to Kill for everyone kind of that was a lot of the feedback, like, wait, what is this group? But I guess what the fans didn't know that we were pretty much, doing this behind the scenes for a couple of years now. We were all really good friends. And that's showing through now through all our performances and
I can't speak highly enough about some of the six man tags we've had in the past couple months, you know, and they'll be no different at, you know, Under Siege. So, and it just gets better and better every time, you know, the system's literally clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, I think when you have any team that is true, you know, or truly, you know, three of the best friends outside the business, I think that shows anytime you have a match. And I think every time we're in there, we get a little bit smoother, we get a little bit better. And I think that shows every time because of what our relationship is behind closed doors.
Obviously, tag team title reign, Eddie has it in the background there. What can you sort of do to elevate the group further? I know Alicia's also challenging for the Knockouts tag team titles, but how can you sort of take this from, you know, Brian, you kind of alluded to it, something thrust upon the audience to something that can sort of stand the test of time or just, you know, bring it to another level?
I think you hit on it. It is to stand the test of time, right? You know, we need Alicia to get her strap. We're all rocking gold, and it's to keep the gold, right? And be, you know, the thing that you love to hate on TNA Wrestling. I think that's all our, you know, unified goal, you know?
And it's continue to put on some of the best matches that, you know, is possible for us, but also to be, you know, an attraction for the company. We want to be the top guys and girls of the company. So that's our goal when we go out there. We want to show that we belong. And, you know, not only as champions, but belong on top of the card. So I think we all have that unified front with that where, you know, as a group, it's easy to fall into the thing where you're worried about yourself. But I think in this situation, we're all concerned about the betterment of the group as a whole.
I got the picture, so I'm going to.
Wow.
That will haunt you.
You just use the real one and say, I'm going to tell my kids this was Eddie and Lish Edwards.
So the system is sort of the latest vehicle, I'll call it. I did want to ask about this because, Brian, especially you have had some associations, names over the years. Most professional wrestler, Prince of Queens, I mentioned. The learning trees come up recently. Any thoughts on, you know, people calling out, you know, the association now with Chris Jericho as far as him using that? Did you ever try to trademark that? Like, any thoughts on that?
Here's my thoughts on that. When that was said or whatever last week on television, I was on a family vacation, about as disconnected from wrestling and my phone as I've been in years, having a wonderful time, and my timeline and mentions blew up, and I couldn't have given a fucking shit about it. So there's your answer. I don't give a shit. I never trademarked it. If Chris wants it, he can have it. We have the same fucking trademark lawyer. He can have at it. You know, this the learning tree in TNA wrestling was super fun, and something I thought was really growing and clicking and being a very entertaining part of the show. But ultimately, it doesn't matter to me because the system right now is literally the biggest thing on the show. So what do I care about the learning tree?
Did you at that time think that, like, was the learning tree when you did it, was that sort of your like proof that you could lead a stable? Because obviously you've had storylines before, but it was a little bit more individual basis. It was a tag team with you and Matt. Was that sort of a sign that you could be, and I'm saying lead, even though it feels like you know, the system's all on equal footing right now, even though Moose is the world champion, but did that sort of reinforce, you know, you can sort of put yourself out there and lead a group and be the face of something?
A little bit, you know, it was a cool concept and challenge. It was a collaborative, you know, thing with TNA Creative, basically stemming off my wrestling school, Creative Pro Wrestling, and that, you know, kind of was doing that in real life anyway, right? So that's all it was. But it was like I said, it was really fun. It was a cool opportunity, but, you know, I've moved on.
Okay. Moved on to bigger and better things. You
exactly.
Tag team champions. One person away from, I don't know, what are you hitting for the cycle, I guess, is appropriate.
There we go. Hitting for the cycle of TNA championships.
System cycle, baby.
Yeah. All right,
there you go. Let's have some fun now. So I thought about this long and hard I want to get some thoughts, some word association on different systems. Okay.
Oh boy.
So I'll throw it. I'll say the phrase, and then I'll throw it to Eddie first, and then Brian. So that work?
Sure.
Okay. Territory system.
Good thing.
Free birds.
Yeah.
The Simon system.
laughable.
Mike Bucci.
The Perkis system.
Ooh.
That's a deep
buddy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know enough. So
I'm feeling skinny, Tony.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, that was my short list. So here's
Fuck,
my.
I thought that was gonna keep going there.
No. Here's my last one, but the system.
Oh, the best.
Domination.
All right. Do you guys believe in Joe Hendry? This is a little different, but do you believe
depends
in Joe
on
Hendry?
What, depends on what day of the week, I think. I'll tell you what. Last week, I believe it's going to air Thursday. He had probably his greatest performance in TNA wrestling, for sure. It's a very talented individual.
He's climbing the charts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't been able to follow, I haven't followed it enough, but I just see him posting things about the charts, and then I don't know if it's real or not. But apparently, it is. He's climbing those charts, which, you know, good for him. He's a good guy, and I'll leave it at that.
He's duking
hard
it
worker.
Out. He's duking it out with Taylor Swift, and he's doing some good work. So
you should be very nervous about that.
Her fans are dedicated. Are your kids old enough to be Swifties yet?
Well, my kids are. Yeah. They went, or at least they went to that movie over the, whatever was that, in the fall, dancing in the aisles and stuff.
You of course went with them, right?
Luckily I was on the road for that one, so I got play by play for my wife. So
you got to watch it.
Shucks,
it's on Disney Plus.
Oh, trust me, I know. Yes,
it's, I'm well aware. You got to find your favorite song. You just embrace it. I went to, I don't know, it was one of the MetLife shows, so it was like,
oh really? Wow. Aaron Rodgers went to those.
I heard something about some people getting their own boxer, right? It was, he was in a box on the sideline or
boxer,
something. It was fun. It was, you know, for everything that you hear about the bad sides of fandom and stuff like that, that was a very positive experience.
Right. I did watch the Netflix doc on her, and I found a deep appreciation for her. I mean, ridiculous fame and, you know, her talent that's caused it. It's a cool to see how it all works. You know, it's a high level thing.
All right. So anything else you guys want to plug or promote before we get out of here? I mentioned Under Siege. You guys have a big 6-man tag match this weekend. Anything else you want to get out there?
Yeah, you got to order my figure.
PowerTownWrestling.com.
Get it, baby. Get those orders in while we can.
Yeah, that's a big one. The first TNA action figures in over 10 years. And the pre-order is active right now. And the pre-order is the order. If you miss out, you are a shit out of luck. So I would get it. And they're badass. And there's more reveals to come while the pre-order is open. You know, we'll probably see some prototypes, the packaging and stuff that I'm working on literally today. So pretty cool.
You said you are?
Well,
they are.
I brought Power Town to TNA, and I've since basically given myself a job that I never asked for, where I am the in-between, you know. Yeah. I have the knowledge and I know best, so I will take it on. And I'm also proud to do it because, you know, I care about the people that are in the line, you know, deeply. And not only do I love toys, I think it's a big bucket list cool thing for people to get their first action figure. So,
yeah,
so
I've been here you know, 10 years, and it's been longer than that since we've had action figures. So this will be my first one, which
it's crazy, right?
Like you said, it's a bucket list thing for me. And just be able to give to my daughter, more importantly, more than anything, my daughter and my family. That's kind of it.
Yep.
That's the coolest part, I think, because I remember Santana said that a while ago when he got his first figure. He was like, you know, giving it and showing it to his daughter was like a huge thing for him. So It's kind of crazy how your priorities change from when you're a young adult to, you know, being a father.
Yeah,
I don't have an
big
action
time.
figure, but my
Well, don't worry, my kids like think every dad has an action figure. They don't get it yet, so I'm waiting for them to appreciate it or understand in some aspect.
I'll get it. Just, you know, let them have fun with it while it lasts, right? All right. You guys have a great rest of your day. Good luck
You
this
too, man.
weekend. Have some fun. Go enjoy some Taylor Swift.
Oh,
I don't know about that, but
yeah. Boys to men. All right.
yeah, boys
Thanks.
to men,
All
I'm
right.
more of my speed. All right.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Thanks, dude.
Bye.